Mishimatzis and electricity. Doesn't only have to do with Mishimatzis, it has to do with many areas in Torah. How do we understand electricity according to the Torah? Person flicks on a switch, pushes a button. What is the status of that Maisha that he did? V'negeya, Nyona D'yoyim would be Mishimatzis, because Mishimatzis, one of the reasons that people may not want to eat it is because it's not Matzis L'shma. Matzis have to be L'shma, that you did a Maisa, and you didn't do a Maisa because you pushed a button and the machine made the Matzis, not you. That's in general one of the questions. So let's see, in fact, is that the case? That it's not your Maisa when you push a button? It's a fascinating Mekoyis. With the Torah, in the times of Chazal, there was no electricity that they used, at least. So the question is, where are we going to find in Shas anywhere reference to electricity if there's no electricity to talk about? So the answer is like this: a fascinating sugya that the poskim can derive from. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin that find Zayin Amud Beis an amazing thing that. Rava says like this: you take an arrow, you shoot an arrow. Amar Rava, Zorak Chet, someone shot an arrow, and the arrow was blocked by a shield. Something was blocking the arrow. Let's say there was a window. Person shot an arrow at the window to someone outside, or what we would call today, shoot a gun, but it's not a good comparison, as we'll see, a gun. You take an arrow, you shoot an arrow, somebody comes and opens up the window, the arrow goes and it kills somebody. So the person who opened up the window, is he chayef for the causing that person to get killed? Not only that, the question would be, even if the person who shot the arrow himself, it would be possible, ran ahead, opens up the window, the arrow flies out and kills somebody. Rava says, Potter. Why? The be'idin of the shadyabay, at the time that he shot the arrow, mifsak piske gire, his arrow was blocked by the window. Since his arrow was blocked by the window, so it's not considered as if he actually did anything when the arrow hit somebody. It was blocked. Not to be confused with the arrow missile shooting down an incoming Iranian missile or incoming any other missile from Rahman al-Islam, because it wasn't blocked. After it was shot, something came and shot it back down, but it wasn't blocked. So they're chayv. Chayv for a lot of reasons, but that's one of them. So they can't learn from there. I mean, some people that hold that mamish, their technology is really going to knock it down. They hold that mamish blocked 100%, but we know. But here we're talking about where there's a physical barrier. When you shot it, there's something blocking the arrow. So it's not your maisa. That's what Rava says. Fascinating Gemara. The issue is that there's the same Amud later on. There seems to be a steer to this, which the Rama asks, the Rishon. Rav Papa says, somebody, his friend is tied up, or he ties his friend up. Hai man, the kafte le chavre, Rav Papa speaking, ties his friend down, va'ashkela le bitka demaya, and he opens up a dam, and water flows out of the dam and rolls over his friend and drowns him. Is he chayiv or not? Says Rav Papa, gire di dehu, it's his arrow, umechayiv. He's chayv for doing that. Now, that's an amazing thing. Here you have water, is against the dam. He opens up the dam, and the water flows out and kills somebody. He's chayv. So, the Rama says, what's the difference between the shooting an arrow and there's something blocking it, and the person himself who shot the arrow even opens up the window, flies out, kills somebody, he's potter. There he shot it. He mama shot the arrow himself, and he's potter when he opens up the window. And over here, I didn't put the water there. The water's there already. The water's in a lake, the water's in a river, it's there. I just opened up something that's blocking the water, and over there he's chayv. What's the difference? Why is he chayv when he opens up the dam and the water flows out? Ma shein kein, when he shoots an arrow, he's potter when he opens up the dam. The window is the dam, blocking the arrows come, he opens it up, kills somebody. What's the difference? There's a very important question to answer, to know an hour sugya of electricity. You have to get this very clear. So the Rama answers there in Sanhedrin. He says the following teretz. He says, it's not a kasha. He says, why is it not a kasha? He says, because even though it's not my koyach when I open up the dam of water, but since machmas maise didei ka'azli, since the water is flowing because of my maise, ke koychay dami. It is my koyach. He says, think about it. Even when a person shoots an arrow, he says, you pull back on the arrow, you release the string, and the arrow flies. He didn't actually take the arrow and throw it. It wasn't his muscles in the actual arrow. It was an energy which he created by pulling back, and then he released that energy, but he didn't actually throw it. He doesn't have the koyach, really, to throw it that far. Most people can't throw an arrow at the speed that it could kill anybody. You need to have, however it works, it's an amazing koyach that the energy is multiplied many times. You pull back and you release it, that it can go and kill somebody. See, he says that the same when you open up the dam, it's considered directly your maisa. Here the idea is that when I release the energy by the arrow, it's still blocked. I shoot the arrow, my energy is meaningless. There's a wall there. There's a window there. It's not going to go. There's a shield. So when I open up the window, what did I do? Did I create any energy? No, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything at all. It's not my maisa. The energy is already in action. The arrow's already flying. The energy is already done. It's blocked. When I open up the window, I did nothing. I didn't invest any energy. I didn't do anything at all. But Sheikh, when you open up a dam of water, and the water's right there, when I opened it up, the energy is released and goes straight onto the person and drowned him, and killed him. So therefore, I'm going to be chayv. This is what the Rama says. So therefore, that we have to look at electricity. There's a Pshat and Rashi over here too, but let's first the feed what we just learned now. What's by electricity? How does electricity work in a basic way? Not you have the lights are on now. That means when in the switch there, if you unscrew it and you look inside, there is a circuit that's touching like this, and the energy which is coming from wherever Con Edison is creating the energy, and it's already in here. When you turn on a switch, top shot, turn on a switch. Hello, Con Edison, I just turned on the switch. I'm on, 18 Forshay Road? I'm on Forshay Road. Can you please send me some energy? Sure, I'll be there in a minute. Push a button to come. No, it doesn't work like that. The energy's here. Energy's right here. It's flowing. The second you shut off the circuit, this bridge, the energy stops there. The second you open the bridge again, the energy which is waiting right outside the circuit keeps on flowing. It's exactly like a bitka demaya. It's what's called the dam holding back the water. There's water on the dam, pressing. Release the gate, goes. Chayv. You have electricity pressing against this circuit, which is now it's on, now it's flowing. But if we'll be closed, you turn it on, the water, the electricity, which is equivalent of water, l'chayra, goes flying and hits the light switch and turns it on. So it's my maisa. That's why a person who turns on a light on Shabbos, he's chayv, whatever he's chayv for, a different discussion. But it's his maisa. That's what would come out l'chayra, l'fi the Rama.
Energy doesn't press.
Very good question. It's not pressing. Very good question. I see right away he's asking. That you have water. Water is pressing against the dam. There's energy there. And when I release it, the energy is now flowing. Mashain came over here, you don't have that. Good question. Not the same thing. Right? That's what you're asking. Very different. Very good question, and it's dealt with in the Rama himself, and we'll see in a minute. But before that, there's two big issues here. What do we do with that question? Number one, Rashi has a different shot in the whole thing with the dam. Rashi learns, and he's probably dealing with this question. Rashi, as you know, had golden ink, and he writes a few words, and you chop. When you see other Rishonim who are writing a whole paragraph, Rashi's dealing with that question, and with one or two words, he's seen answering the question. Rashi says, you took a bitka demaya. Rashi says five words, and he answers the question. Hifne es merutzas hamayim alav. Or even in three words, hifne es merutzas hamayim. What he did is, not that he opened up a dam and the water goes flowing out. What happened is that the water was already flowing, and he directed the water onto the person. So he did something to the water. He actually took the water and he took it and directed it onto the person that's tied up over there on the side. So it's his maisa. He actually did something. Ah, that's a different story. The Rama learned that you didn't do anything to the water, you just released the trap door, the dam doors. The Rashi learned that you actually moved the water. So if you're Rashi, the answer is very simple. When the person shot the arrow and there's something in the way, and he opens up the window, he's not chayiv because he didn't do anything at all. Mashenken, came by the water, you directed the water. Okay, so the Virashi, the chayre electricity is not going to be anything. What do? You turn on the switch, the water, the flow of electricity is there. I just allowed the electricity to keep on flowing. That's a grama, it's also Shabbos. But mechitesi, a person's chayiv, a person does something with electricity on Shabbos. The Virashi, how do we know that you're chayiv? We'll see, that's not pashut. The Firashi. But right now, we have this issue. That's number one. The Firashi. Number two, there's another thing before we get to this har that was made before, that the Gemara says you're only chayiv if you open up this bit gedemaya if the koyach rishon killed a person. Meaning there's a flow of water. And if you have a lake, it's a nice calm lake. Right, this person's sitting on the lake, and he doesn't know that someone down the lake, 500 feet away, opened up the floodgates, and the water of the lake is flooding out. Till 5 minutes later, till the water reaches where he is, then his boat's going to start flowing down this moving river, this moving lake. Usually, lakes stay in one place. That the whole thing moves in one shot. So when you open up the water, the first flow of water kills the person you hide. But the second flow, the koyach sheni, what's coming later on down the stream, upstream, and that killed the person, he's not chayv. It has to be koyach rishon. If that's the case, you have to know about electricity, the same thing. You open up, a person has, let's say, an electric oven, puts down a pot of cholent, turns on the electric oven. The first flow of electricity is his maisa. Okay, good. But what happens? The second flow, third flow, fifth, as the electricity keeps on flowing to keep the heat going, that's not his maisa. It's koyach sheni. He didn't cook the cholent. He cooked the cholent with a grama. Say this, not a maisa be a dime. He didn't do the maisa be a dime. Only the second, third, fourth, fifth flow as it's for 2 hours flowing and cooking the cholent. That's going to be chayv. So when is a person chayv? If it's on a light switch, it goes on the koyach rishon, beseder. But he has something that goes koyach sheni of electricity. Chara comes that you're not going to be your maisa. Or like Mashimatzis, let's say, you say, you need lishma, whole sugya, what lishma means. You put on the Mashimatzis, very good. So koyach rishon is kneading your dough and everything, but the koyach shein, everything is not your maisa. Where's the lishma? How can you have Mashimatzis? You get the, now you have a new pshat, tana rishon. You want the first matzah. It's koyach, after that, the second matzah, reishon is lishma. Do we say these kind of things or not? And then we have this question over here. So let's put things in perspective. We'll see a new story. Number one, this question which was brought up, that bitka demaya chai because it's pressing, is the Rama says, first of all, because it's touching. Doesn't say because it's pressing, because it's touching. But really have a beferish shirai, which I saw brought in a sefer called Chashmal or Alocha. He says over there, also in the Gemara, let's say a person sleeping in this room, he has a cold, person has the flu, and someone goes ahead and opens up the window in the winter. And now the cold air comes in, the person gets even more sick and he dies. Says the Gemara, that machlokes Rav and Abzeira, if he's chayef for killing the person or not. Why? Why did he kill him? He killed him because of the cold. So Tosfos says, why is he chayef? Where's his maisa? What's the difference? You take away the shield. Guy shot an arrow. You pick up the shield. It killed somebody. He's putter. So you have cold air outside. I pick up the shield, call the window. The cold air goes in and kills him. He should be putter. Why is it? What's the difference between an arrow which is shot, which everyone agrees you're putter when you open up the window? But Shankin, if you open up a window and there's cold air, you're going to be chayv. What's the difference? So Tosfos says, and this comes again for us, the reason why when you open up a window, you're going to be chayv is because the moment he opens up the window, begins the process of the cold air coming in, that's which is eventually going to kill the person. He began a process, like the Bitka Demaya. You open up the window, the process begins. Cold air, is the cold air pressing against the window? Cold is not pushing to get in. There's cold air outside, you open a window, now the cold air has more room to go into. It's not pressing. stop pushing, and still it's considered my maisa. Once I allowed immediately a process to happen, it's my maisa. So the same thing, bitka demaya. It's not because the water's pressing. That's what Rama was medayik. He wrote, it's touching the dam, touching the floodgates. Doesn't mean because it's pressing. Once I open something, and immediately something goes into effect, chayv. So Mimela, let's understand now, go back to electricity. We're going to understand something amazing over here. Rav Chaim Moshe says, because of this halakha of the Rama, you open up a light switch, you flick on a switch, it's called opening up the floodgates of water which flow out and kill somebody, it's your maisa. The same thing, you open up the switch, the electricity is already there. I didn't create the electricity, I didn't bring it here, it's just waiting there to go on. You open up the door, flows into the circuits, flows into the mechanism of the lights, chayv. That's what Rav Chaim Moshe says based on this halacha. Oh, so what to do about koyach sheni, koyach rishon? That what you're going to do about that? Could it be a great idea that you could turn on a begrom or something? You want to cook something? You put on an electric oven. The first koyach is not going to cook anything, so not chayv out special. And then only the second flow is going to be a begrom or something. So the answer is. Two things. First of all, the electricity, I heard once from a mumcha electricity, it doesn't work like the river, that you have water flowing and then it eventually reaches. The second, it's like a stick. You pull one end of the stick, the other end of the stick comes with it. You pull electricity here, you're kilo pulling electricity, the whole flow of electricity is one piece, all the way back to where they're burning coal to make electricity. Well, they're burning the natural gas to make electricity. Go as far as you want. It's all one piece. There's no such thing as koyach rishon, koyach sheni electricity. All one piece. It's if I pull the whole thing and I put it together. That's number one. Koyach rishon, koyach sheni doesn't exist by electricity. But more than that, is a more bigger thing. Let's say you have a barrel of wine, and I go to the barrel of wine, and I punch a hole in the bottom of the barrel, and all the wine flows out. How much am I chayv for? The whole thing or the first drops that came out? I'm chayv for the whole barrel. You had there a whole barrel of wine, I'm chayv for everything. Oh, why am I chayv? I shouldn't be chayv. I shouldn't be chayv in the first drop. The rest of it's koyach sheni, or it's a groma. If I open up your barn and I let out your animals, it's a groma. Everyone knows perek hakoynes. Everyone starts learning about koynes, 10, 11 years old, 12 years old, doing perek hakoynes. You open up the doors of the barn, out runs an animal, I'm potter. Why am I potter? It's a grama. It's a grama. So why am I chayv in the whole barrel of wine? Says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, when you punch a hole in the bottom of a barrel of wine, it's as if you took all the wine in one shot and threw it out. It's as if you did a mice in the whole wine in one shot. It's not two separate things. It's one, doing a mice in the barrel where the barrel is holding the wine is a mice in the wine. It's mice in the wine. So the same thing, Shlomo Zalman says this. If I turn on electricity, I did an action in all electricity and I put it right into the oven. I put it right into the machine matzah. I put it right into the light. I did took the whole electricity flow and I picked it up and I put it in the machine. It's a mice in the whole thing. You can't separate it. Electricity is not something which is separable. You turn on the light, I turn on the flow, and I'm chai for the entire activity which I did. This is what, huh? Oh, so Shlomo Zalman deals with it. Very good. So Shlomo Zalman says the difference is very good. So he says that there's two things. When I took this wine, I'll read the lashon here. He says, "Kivin shoyan yayin nagea b'chavis." Since the wine touching the chavis, and it's va'os lekach, and this chavis is made to hold the wine, that it shouldn't spill out. I consider a nekev, a hole in the chavis, k'maisa b'gufayayin. I'm done with one thing. I have a barrel with water, with wine inside. This is one heftza of barrel, wine. You punch a hole as if you're dealing with the entire heftza one time. Masha Enkin says, Abshalom Zalman, when it comes to Bitka Demaya, open up a Bitka Demaya here and it kills someone down there, even though it's a Maisa Beguf HaMayim. He says it is considered a Maisa Beguf HaMayim. Aval Ein Zesh, it's not a Hemshech of the water and the Herig is two separate things. Why is it two separate things? Because it's not designed to be one unit of function. You have a unit, I have over here a person down the road, I have over here a Bitka Demaya, two separate discussions. Bitka Demaya person. I open up the water here, I don't see a Maisa, Gufa Maisa on the person. It's two separate. First I open up Bitka Demaya. Now the water's flowing. Now I see what's going to happen with this water. It's going to kill somebody. Okay, so we say, killing somebody, we only look at the first action, what you did. If you have something which is designed to work in a certain way, so I see the lights with the hub, with electricity, doing something in one part is doing something in the whole thing. This is how it works. You turn on a light, lights go on. It's not koyach rishon, koyach shein. It's a maisa in the entire story. It's as if you took all the electricity and you put it in, because that's how it works. That's how Avshalom Zalman was mechadish. This is definitely a chiddush. You could definitely not everybody would think like Avshalom Zalman to make this split. It happens to be that the Gedolim do look
at a dam, work up shooting straight out.
Right, but what happens to water? Let's say the first 2 minutes is called as koyach. Well, we don't know how much, but let's say the first flow. There's a question: what's called the first flow? It's called koyach. Koyach sheni. It will happen later. I didn't do an action in the entire, imagine the Mississippi, right? The person made an open up Mississippi River down here. And 7 months later, the water from 1,000 miles upstream came and killed somebody. It's a separate thing. Eventually, you're going to say, Admosai is going to be miyachisit to him. He started it, but he's a grama. But Shainkin over here, this is how it works. Even the water, the electricity, as we're talking, the electricity that came probably long ago came from burning coal, from wherever it is. I don't know how long. Water's flowing all the time, but it's one big story how the machine works. This is very negev, by the way. They make grumma phones, grumma machines, all types of things that it works as a grumma. It doesn't go right away. Pick up the phone, there's a delay, and then it goes on. You push one, delay, goes number one. So they say, oh, it's a grumma on Shabbos, you can be make of a makam chayli, different things like that. So Gedolim said, as I said, that's how it's designed to work. It's not called a grumma. It works that way. That's what it is. It's not. Not everyone was masking to this idea.
So Gedolim was saying two separate svaras. One is that svara that it's made for this, the barrels made for this, hold that water. It's not necessarily made. It's possible maybe it's made to protect this specific field to make it dry. I'm saying a dam is not made for a specific.
No, Rosh Hashanah
Zalman's. Down the road.
He's just saying that killing the person is a separate action. Killing the person is not as a separate story from the dam. There's a dam.
But he also said that the barrel was made for a purpose to hold the
yeah, he said that the chavis is it's all guf echad. Right? He says it's another svara. Okay, it could be. After maybe his whole lashon again inside in the sefer, it's in Ma'ori Eish. It could be it's two separate things in the Chanami. It could be it's two separate svaras. That's why these grumma things, not everybody wanted to be in the Kabbal. So what do we have over here is that, let's take it back to the machine matzahs. If you have a machine matzah, what's the issue with machine matzah? You want machine matzah to be l'shma. If you made something l'shma, matzahs have to be done l'shma. So Rav Shlomo Zalman himself held that machine matzahs are l'shma. And now we know why. Rav Shlomo Zalman held that machine matzah l'shma. I push the button, now the machine's working. This is all my maisa. It's all one action of working with the chashmal, working with electricity, putting it in. It's all connected to me. Does everybody agree with that? Not necessarily. For example, let's say you have a flower pot on Shabbos on your table, and you want to open up the shades. So you have one, you see the sunlight on the shade, you can open up your shade, and the sunlight is going to flow through the window onto your flower pot, and you're going to make the flowers grow. Oh, you're not allowed to open up your window shades. Why? Because it's Bitka Demaya. Give out the example, Bitka Demaya. You have the sunlight coming from the sun, a few 9 million miles away, and you open up, and now it's standing there. You open it up, right onto your flower pot, Keherifayin and Yechayiv, for Zerea. So, it happens to be Tatzal Pashut, they discussed it, the Shvisa Shabbos, of Tzipas of Frank, they discussed the Shiloh, and someone is saying, you're not Mechavin. You're not mechavim for it. But what does that mean you're not mechavim? Maisa is Bitka Demaya. A person's there, he can't walk, he's He's tied up. You say, I want to get some water. Open it up. I wasn't mechavim to kill him, so I can open up the water. You drowned him. You can't open it up. You're killing him. It's begrom or something. So why is a mutter to open up your shades on Shabbos if you have flower pots in the room? Or maybe it is. Maybe it's not mutter. So here also, it comes from Shlomo Zalman. This is already even more of a lumdish. Shlomo Zalman says, he says, what is this? Why, in fact, is it that when you open up Bitka Demaya, is it my Maisa that I'm chayv? Well, why? I the Maisa, maybe I'm not a good person, I'm a mean person, I'm not, but to kill a person, imagine Edim and Asra, they say, if you open up this dam, you're going to chayv Misa. So he says, well, it's not my problem, I'm opening it up, the water's going by itself. They warn him again, you're going to get Misa, he gets Misa, it's chayv. So why is he chayv? It's not his Maisa. The fact is, the water went. If a person took a sword and killed somebody, he takes one, he pushes him off the roof or whatever it is. Okay, his energy. It's not his energy. So Shlomo Zalman said a fascinating thing. He said, it's true, it's not your Maisa. But it has a din of koichoi. We consider it koichoi, even though it's not his energy, it's not his muscles, it's not his strength, it's not his action. But as a din, that since he released this energy, we consider it as koyach on one condition. We consider it as koyach if he wanted it to be his koyach. If it's his rutzin, if he had a rutzin, a kavana, to use this pent-up energy in the water for himself, it's his koyach. If he didn't want to use the energy, it's not his koyach. That's it. So the same thing, I believe he says it even by the window shade. You open up the window, you're not mechavin, bechlal, to let the sunlight go onto your plants. You weren't mechavin that's going to your plants, so it's not your koyach, it's not your maisa. If a person would want, oh, look at the sunlight, this plant needs sun, perfect, let me open up the shades. Maybe bechayv. It's not his maisa, it is. Toya was mechadish, that you can have your maisa when you want it to be your maisa. But something which you didn't do anything physical, you just released something to happen, it's only nisiyachis to you if you want it and you're mechavim for it to be nisiyachis to you. Murid HaGazach, the Shlomo Zalman wanted to say in this din of Mishim Matzis.
You want it in your room.
You want it in the room. You want it in the room. You want it in the room. Yeah, but you don't want it. You don't want to be poil of something. It's not the same thing with water. If you want a drink of water, and okay, if you know the person's there, you can't open up the water, right? He's saying, if a person is bechlal not thinking of it, I think of it here. You want the sunlight to move, so you want to do an action in the sunlight. So maybe it would be usher. I hear. Could be that. Does Shlomo Zalman directly? Let me see again. Is he the one who directly deals with this shiloh with the sunlight? You find it?
Huh?
What do you mean by ice? Oh, ice, yeah. Right, but when you put it into the water. It's us. Because you didn't melt it. You put it in a place. That's what, first of some amount there. For this reason, you didn't do anything. You took the fat, the meat that has fats on it, and then fats melt. Right. Okay, it's a very good point. So, Hayotzei Me'advarim over here let's summarize it. What's electricity according to the Torah? So, according to the vart of electricity is going to be certainly for the Ramah and the Shchaim Moshe says it, that it's called Bitka Demaya and it's called your Maisa. You open up a Bitka Demaya and it flows out. That's your Maisa. That's your action, and a person is going to be chai for that. Even Rashi, who says Bitka Demaya means you actually move the water, so you have Shlomo Zalman wants to say that since electricity, you're actually doing a mice in the whole thing. It's considered your activity in the whole Heftza and Memela, Pashas, the Firashi, it's also going to be a problem. And that's why you're going to have, but again, the Shematzis, you could very much, very possibly say that it's the Shema, but a whole new Shmu is about what's called the Shema by Matzis. Tachas Yadov, Shema Mechimot, there's a whole new discussion. What does the Shema actually mean by Matzis? To know that, good, the electricity part's my Maisa, but maybe it's not Lishma, because Lishma by Matzis does not mean that what you have to do is that a person is writing a get and has to be the shame of a certain person. You're not making something Lishma. You're not writing a Sefer Torah Lishma. That's not what it means. There's no kedusha in that way. And in yonim wise, there's kedusha in the matzahs, but in the actual halachic label, that's not what you're trying to make a chev to the shema. Let's be the shema plaini and the shema plaini. What does the shema mean? So this is klar. This is not my thing. Mechaschinuch and Shulchanuch Rav and other achrayim, they say the shema means the meiri already is before like this. The shema by matzah means that it was watched from becoming chametz l'shem matzah mitzvah. For the purpose of mitzvah, this dough I watched it that it should not become chametz. It says b'fesh in the Gemara, you could take b'tzeka shel nachrim, you could take dough of a goy. If a person would be a mumcha enough to tell if something is chametz, you could eat it on Pesach. We're not mumcha to know the different ways of telling if something is chametz. If you have goyish bread, but not bread, goyish crackers, you could eat it on Pesach. As long as you know there was no chametz mixed in, you can look and you can tell, you can eat it. Why don't we eat it for the Seder? Why don't we eat it for the mitzvah? Because it's missing that it was watched l'shma. It has to be when it was made, the care was taken l'shem matzah mitzvah. It's a very interesting thing. So that idea, it could be my maisa, but it wasn't under my control the whole time. That's why some wonder about the m'shem matzahs. You push a button, it's fine, it's your maisa. We're not looking for your maisa, we're looking for your shmira. Your shmir is only what's under your hand to watch. That's why katanim is a problem. They're holding it. It's their shmir now. Someone's watching. Whose hands is it under? It's under the hands of a machine. Why is it different than a katan? This is the discussion. Some say, no, that's your maisa. That's your one. You're standing. You're watching it. You did it. Then this becomes a shayla machine matzis. So you could also get past the button part, but it doesn't mean you're going to get past the issue of what's the gedder of lishma, and that's for discussion of lishma, which Klai Yisrael, so many eat it. That's why some will eat it on for the rest of Pesach. They won't eat it for Leila Seder, or they won't eat it for Matzah Mitzvah. They'll eat it for Leila Seder. They won't eat it for Matzah Mitzvah, because Matzah Mitzvah they want avoid the siyat. They want that somebody had under his shlita the shem Matzah Mitzvah. That's where it comes from this point. They're not choishes for chametz. Some the choishes for lishma. That's the idea over here by electricity, huh? Shmir b'shas k'tzira, very good. Shmir b'shas k'tzira is that you're in the fashion of Gemara, this. You're watching that it didn't get wet. Yeah. Oh, Vagvaldik. You should cut it by hand. Right. So the whole thing. That's why you see people, pictures, people going with these big wide hats in the fields. They're going out with the Shiva, with the Rebbe, with whoever it is, and they're going. They're cutting by hand with a sickle. They're cutting Shem Matzah Mitzvah. That's the reason. But what's the answer to that? The answer to that is that there's two stages. This is a facial discussion. This is Mamash brought up that. The shmo that we're talking, the shmo that I was saying to watch that it shouldn't become chametz is only at the time, or yei shayim remeni, only at the time when it could taka become chametz. When once water touched it, once now it's a live wire. Now you have 18 minutes. Water touched it. Now you need shmir that should become chametz. Shmir that shouldn't get wet that it shouldn't become chametz. That's already someone watching it. They're standing there. So a machine can cut, a guy could be driving a tractor, and there's a yid there making sure that it's dry and everything. And now I know it was shimulish, they say, the Shem Matzah Mitzvah, but it doesn't have to be the Tachas Yodah. That's only when it's could become a poil into Chametz. So this is part of the sugya of the Meshim Matzahs of Negea Pesach. We'll say one quick idea for Negea in Yone Pesach itself, an interesting machshava, and something you can ask a Yisrael over Pesach, some an interesting question. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal for Paroi a few times, a few makas. Paroi asked him, please be mispal to take away the makah. Not every makah, only some of them. I think it was Benegeya Tzfardeya. There's four makas that Moshe Rabbeinu was asked to daven. Tzfardeya, Orev, Borod, Arbe, Bechairis, Makas Bechairis. Other ones he did not ask to be mispal. The question is why? What? Why only those? If you look in the face of the Chumash, somebody just asked him to stop it, somebody asked him to be mispal. That's something you could talk about and think about. But I have a question which I want to deal with now, and that is the way Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal for Paroi. It's an amazing thing. Imagine now, Echves in Gaza, they asked them, you know, we want to give up. Please daven for us. Or, you know, they don't. I better. They don't want to give up. But they call up Echves Abizlag Zilberstein. They call whoever. They please be mispal that they're knocking us to shticker. Please be mispal that they should have achmanis on us. It's too much. Be mispal. So someone has achmanis, you know. Interesting, okay, there'll be a terrorist tefillah for Hamas at 12 o'clock. That's like a mud nizach, you know. And even if you do daven, how are you going to daven? You're going to be koilus or brokim. You're not going to, it's a funny story. Pari asks them, he's being knocked by the makkah. He didn't want to leave. And he asked him to spal. You look in the Chumash, each time it says, Vayeta Moshe, Vayitzak Moshe. By Tzvadeya it says, Vayitzak. They say, I don't know if it's derech tzachos. Why did he have to scream? By Tzvardeya. So they say because the Tzvardeya was so loud, when a person is spal, has to be Shemea Lo'oznov, what is this? He couldn't hear himself because it was so noisy from Tzvardeya, so he had to scream so he could hear himself. That's what they say as a Derech Tzachos. But why is he dabbing like that? Vayetar, you know what Vayetar means? The Gemara says Vayetar means that he's Mahapich Midas Adin to Midas Arachmim. The Gemara says. Vayetar, you found by Yitzchak. Yitzchak was spal with Rivka, Vayetar Yitzchak. What's such koiches? Such koiches he's davening for Parai. It's an interesting thing. He went out to his mom. Boys, please stop the maka. It's an interesting thing. I don't know if anyone's bothered by the kasha, but to me, it bothers. Every time I see it, Vayitzak Moshe, Vayitzak, one of the biggest of Vayitzak, Vayitzak al Hashem before they get out of Mitzrayim. So the teretz is, in the posh of the way, that the kasha doesn't really start. Why does kasha not start? Because the answer is, we think that sometimes I'll tell you a funny story. This I was once someplace, and there was a marv that was supposed to start at 9:15. It was wherever it was. So chevra came in the summertime, let's say a bungalow summer. So some chevra from the outside wanted to come into the shul. They were if they had going on some kind of a walk or something. They wanted to dive a marv after their trip. So they walk in and someone starts getting ready to go to marv. So I told them, I said, there's going to be a minyan for Marv in 8 minutes. So, you know, so the person looks at his watch, looks at his oilam. We could pull it off, she says. We could pull 8 minutes. Yeah, we could pull it off, Marv, in 8 minutes. It's okay. We'll squeeze it in before the next Marv starts. So I said, what's up, Shad? You have to get Marv done. You want to eat supper. So what's the problem with that? We think that davening sometimes is like this, sometimes it's like this, sometimes it goes good, sometimes it doesn't go good. The mahus of davening is vayitzak. Davening is vayetar. There is no definition of davening. Okay, you know, I'll daven for you, Pari. Shan, can you please take away the maka? That's not davening. He didn't daven. If he's going to daven, he davened. Davening means b'chol levavchem. That's the mahus of tefillah. Lo'avdoi b'chol levavchem. Davening is with the ganze heart. You can't do it two ways. There's no other definition. That's how you poil. How do you change things in Shemaim? How do you ake the Baruch Shem to do what you want, so to speak? You misspell with the ganze heart. There's no other way to do it. There's no definition. There's no other pshat. The whole kasha doesn't start. The whole kasha is, we think davening sometimes is an 8 minute marv, but whatever speed, not the point of speed. The point is like, just to chop it through, and they say, I daven marv. No, you didn't daven marv. You said marv. You didn't daven marv. Daven marv means gedaven. That's the Metzias. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was asking him to spala for whatever reasons that he was going to oblige and do it for him, but if you're going to do it, you do it. And that's how you do it. V'yetar, v'yitzak, v'chol v'avchem, that's a tefillah. I think that this is the more dikazach you see from Moshe Rabbeinu. If you have the biggest rasha, if you're going to daven for him, then you do it. If you're not going to daven, don't daven. Push it. It's one or two. Those two choices. So Moshe Rabbeinu chose to listen. He chose to mispal for him. He davened with the ganze heart. He was able to hear all the tefillahs. Beis Hashem, Kal Kosh V'Sameach. Beis Hashem, this year, Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim.